Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you are just waking up, just tuning into the world and wondering what's going on, the sad news to report is that Chris Cornell of Soundgarden died last night here in Detroit. Soundgarden performed at the Fox Theater. They performed a show last night at the Fox. The band was staying at the MGM Grand. Chris Cornell's wife, and again, I am basing this information on news reports that we have read this morning, mostly locally produced from Channel 4 and Channel 2 and Channel 7, that his wife called the hotel, asked them to check on Chris Cornell. They broke into his room because he did not respond, and they found him dead. Suicide is suspected, although has certainly not been confirmed. And I know for a lot of people listening, Chris Cornell is music royalty to them. He's every bit as big in their lives as Mick Jagger is to people of an older generation, or as Taylor Swift is to people of a younger generation. He is part of that grunge movement, along with Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and just a legend. I love Pearl Jam. I was not a big grunge guy. I can't go toe-to-toe with grunge people. But I certainly understand the effect that they had on pop culture, the effect they had on music. And I know for a lot of people, this is going to be a real shocker. So if you want to talk about it, particularly if you were at the concert last night, I'm curious to hear from those people, because I have to think that the whole thing is surreal.
It's therapeutic sometimes for people to just, you know, talk about it as well.
Absolutely. But I'm saying, if you saw, you know, I think part of the issue with when Vladimir Konstantinov was injured back in 1997, the reason why it was so stunning to people was not just because he was one of their favorite players, it's because it became less than 7 days after we watched him in his finest moment. Like, so we felt like we were there with him. So I got to think, if you're a Soundgarden fan, and they come to Detroit infrequently, so they're at Detroit last night and you're like, oh my God, my favorite band's here, buying tickets, going downtown, you see the band play, and then you wake up this morning to find this out, it's got to be a giant punch in the stomach.
Unbelievable. You know, the musicians from that era, unfortunately, I mean, a lot of them have passed.
Well, particularly that region of the country. When you talk about Seattle and the grunge movement, obviously Kurt Cobain's the big one. Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots, Layne Staley from Alice in Chains. I mean, it's, way
too young. Those are the four big grunge bands.
Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
Much. That's, that have lost somebody.
That's the movement, if you will.
Except for Pearl Jam, right?
Yeah. Well, Pearl Jam has not lost anybody, as far as I know. Michael in Madison Heights, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. How you doing, Michael?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's difficult to talk about this, but, you know, as a Metro Detroiter, I love your show. I listen to the Tigers. I love all of our teams, and so on and so on. And I woke up this morning as I'm, you know, heading to work now, and my heart is just broken. As a musician and as somebody who not only loves and plays music, my world is blown away. And I don't want to keep talking because I'll probably start crying. But
okay. Michael, were you there last night?
I've never gotten to see Soundgarden. I've seen all those other bands you just mentioned, but to say that it hurts is an understatement. It's awful. So.
I appreciate you calling, Michael. And I won't keep you on the line because I can tell you're very emotional. But this is what some people don't get about music and about art and how it affects people. When Prince died over a year ago, there was an incredible outpouring of emotion from people. And there was a certain amount of backlash from some who said, you don't even know this guy. How can you be sad about his death? You've never met him, whatever. And it's like, they just don't understand the way that, and sports is this way as
well.
It's
the way your favorite athletes, people you follow, they do have an effect on you.
Absolutely.
And you know, musicians, you know, bad times, sometimes you put on a certain song and it gets you through certain moods, certain times you put on songs when you great things happen in your life, and it brings back memories.
Right.
And if it's your absolute favorite, like Chris Cornell was to a lot of people, it's crushing.
And if music hits your soul.
Right.
Right.
And so when you lose somebody that has touched you that way, how is it not going to affect you?
Well, and it's also, you know, there's a lot of people out there I know who are big music fans, and their music listening is very eclectic, meaning they listen to everything from classic music, from, you know, Beethoven and Mozart to Chris Cornell to Metallica. I mean, they listen to, if they put their iPod on shuffle, it goes every which way. But then there's a lot of people like you and me who don't listen to that much of a variety of music. So that there are artists that are much more personal to me, only because that's if I go for a run and I listen to music, I probably only hear about four or five different artists because that's the music I like. So if Soundgarden is that for you, then this has to be a like I said, it's a stomach punch. I mean, that's the only phrase I can come up with.
He was one of the great creators of that type of music.
Right.
I think when somebody, like an originator, you know, it hurts you more because, you know, it's so hard to create. Everything's copycat in this world.
Yeah.
And he was a great creator, you know, and a lot of people copied and affected in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so again, I won't pretend to try to eulogize a band or a guy who I didn't follow that closely.
Correct, but you know what he meant to friends of yours.
But I was, you know, when Kurt Cobain died in 1994, I think I was 22 years old. And I mean, Nirvana, everybody when I went to college, everybody played Nirvana and Pearl Jam over. And I mean, I heard those CDs over and over and over again. And so that was a big one for my generation. And this is a big one for my generation for sure, as Prince was for my generation and for your generation too.
Yes,
so
Prince was huge. I mean, look, for me, John Lennon getting killed was just, I mean, it just was, you just got.
I was too young to understand exactly what that meant, but I can't even fathom knowing now what the Beatles mean to really the history of the world, to be quite honest.
And it's not the same as somebody who saw Chris Cornell last night. But I found out about John Lennon getting into a car after seeing a concert and about to drive back to Washington, D.C. And when you go see a concert, and everybody, it was influenced by John Lennon in some way. Mm-hmm. And to see a rock and roll show and then get in the car and find out that John Lennon has been killed, it was just, I mean, driving 2.5 hours to Washington in almost silence for a while and then just trying to find cassettes of Beatles stuff to just play going back.
Yeah, in case you're just joining us, you don't know what the hell we're talking about. Chris Cornell was in Detroit last night. Soundgarden played at the Fox Theater. He was found dead at the MGM Grand at the age of 52. Some ticket text 97136 was at the show last night. Cornell seemed a bit wired, but put on a phenomenal show. He looked great. Hard to believe it's suicide. Sad. Todd in Plymouth. And that I'm curious. That's what I was curious to hear from. Is somebody who was there? You know, no one knows. You don't know.
Right.
I mean, that's the awful thing about depression and mental illness is you don't know how a person's feeling. But if you're at a show, and again, he tweeted out a picture of the Fox Theater back in, what do you say, the Motor City, Rock City. And
hashtag no more BS. I can't, you know.
Eddie Vedder is the last man standing. I love Pearl Jam, but this is really sad. That's from Mac Don. I hate to be that heartless guy, but come on, guys, you didn't know him. Don't act like you're heartbroken. It's pathetic and it's selfish. Let his friends and his families mourn. Don't try to steal attention.
I really don't think, you know, I'm not
going to sit here and pretend I'm heartbroken because I'm not.
Right.
I am not heartbroken. The fact that it happened in Detroit and the fact that we have listeners who it affects and the fact that we have listeners who may have been at the show last night who might be listening to
this
us.
This is not an attention-grabbing deal.
No. I mean, we're just trying to relay the news to you if you didn't hear it. And we're one of the few shows in town where people can call and react to things on a morning show. And if you'd like to call and react to it, 248-539-9797. Like I've said repeatedly, I can't give you the eulogy for Chris Cornell.
No, me neither.
You know, if this were Dave Matthews or this were Bono or this were Bruce Springsteen, we'd probably have quite a different show.
Can I try to be a snob for a second? That's gonna
go ahead.
All right.
Snob away.
The Black Hole Sun thing, that song, got so overplayed, and everybody thinks that's their song. But to me, I'm going to go snob here.
Snob.
Outshined and Rusty Cage, that album and those songs. Rusty Cage is such a unique song. Those were the what I would remember. And then the Temple of the Dog. That he created that with Eddie Vedder. The Hunger Strike.
Yeah.
Want me to sing it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going hungry.
I actually think it's pretty good.
Didn't Two and a Half Whites do that song?
Yes, we did, actually.
Yeah, Two and a Half Whites did that song.
Oh, Jamie Stoney and T.O., the Two and a Half Whites?
Yes.
No, that was a different show. Sean from Fowlerville show was great last night. I just don't understand. When I was 12 years old, my favorite athlete, Sean Taylor, died. One of the most devastating days of my life. RIP 21. And that kind of goes along with what we were saying.
Right.
Whether you're a fan of movies or music or sports, deaths are allowed to hit you. You are allowed to be affected by somebody dying who you have never met before.
You know, the big one around here was Bo.
Oh my God.
It happened. And I wasn't in town when that happened, so it didn't quite have the effect. I was on my honeymoon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I got a call from my mom, left a message on the hotel voicemail, said, I think you would want to know this.
So that's all. I mean, yeah.
Big deal, you know, but there was people that were upset about that. So it's okay to be upset about Bo, but not this. People need to realize that music, I think music actually has a farther reach than sports.
Yeah. And they also have to realize that people have different emotions. I mean,
do you remember,
things can affect you differently than affect other people.
When you love something and it goes away, you're going to be affected.
Yeah. Do you remember how people were affected by J.P. McCarthy when he died?
Yeah. Yeah. But
you didn't know him.
Right.
Jeez, have some compassion, people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.